You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 143.
143, John, and we're back in the studio.
Although the studio, your studio sounded quite nice.
It did, didn't it? You did a great job. Not only can you handle production here in your own home studio, your home court advantage, but you can travel. You can take the production skill on the road.
It's these mics, man.
It's the mics?
Oh, yeah.
Those
B2
Pros.
B2 Pros are sweet.
They are sweet.
For the money. I mean, you can't beat them. And they come in a nice aluminum case.
Except when they go thump, thump.
Well, that's because I think you spit on yours too much. And you get that little diaphragm and they're all spitted up. We might have to get you a spit guard.
Staying with the producer of the year, which you were nominated for, but you lost a digital flotsam. Anyway, we got this email from Jukebox Review. PR, TTN, air out my shorts. We nominated all as we love your shows. Don't bother nominating us. We don't have any listeners. Robot love, honey and dick.
Ah, yeah.
That's Jukebox, it's not a slash, jukebox-review.com.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Didn't say what we were nominated for. Was it for production? Was it for, who knows?
I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
We were nominated.
Yeah, check that out. Jukebox-review.com does a pretty cool show playing indie stuff.
Indie,
yeah.
Like
played some Catheter
from the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, no,
not Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Douche, not Indiana Bone.
Indiana Bone.
And wasn't that like one of the pornos, Indiana Bone? We got to do our favorite porno movie names.
Indiana Bones.
Top 10 porno movie names, titles.
You know? That'll be after our top 10 funniest movies, right?
Right.
Which should be coming up, I guess, next show. 144, maybe we'll get that shit together.
Yeah.
All right, John, big news again. Big news. Let me ask you this, John. I got a couple of questions. Actually, not questions. They're more statements than questions. But
yeah,
I just want to run this by you to make sure I have it right, you know, that I'm not missing anything. But correct me if I'm wrong. The United States of America, John.
America's.
We, as members of the United States.
Yeah.
We don't have enough money to fix Social Security.
Right.
We don't have enough money to fix Medicare.
Anus.
Right.
We don't have enough money to provide health care to all Americans. We don't have enough money to help out Americans losing their homes. We don't have enough money to help all our veterans returning from the war.
Right.
None of that. But it turns out we do have the money to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We do have the money to bail out Bear Stearns. We do have enough money to bail out AIG. And we have enough money to pay for an unnecessary $1 trillion war.
Right.
Is this the worst week in American history in the last 100 years?
You fucking bitch!
No doubt.
How about it?
I know. Could you imagine if they privatized Social Security?
We wouldn't have it anymore.
Well, we don't. But
well, that's the point.
But the thing is it would be erased. We'd owe money.
Oh, sorry about that. We owe money now. I read some statistic, John, where we're all on the hook now for $81,000 per household.
Oh, I didn't think it was that much.
In the United States.
Oh, yeah, per household. Per person,
household.
It's like $3,000 or something, which I'd like to pay now.
I think
I'll
it's
just
10.
Pay it now. Fine, 10. Can I just pay it now and be done with it?
Well, here's what I don't understand. So the whole thing basically is these banks were giving out loans to people who couldn't afford them. Why is that fucking my problem is what I want to know.
No doubt,
Why
Scott.
Is that my problem? You're the fuckheads who gave out these loans.
And it's not just U.S. banks. It's foreign banks, Scott.
Foreign banks, too?
Yeah, in a change from the original proposal sent to Capitol Hill, foreign-based banks with big U.S. operations could qualify for the Treasury Department's mortgage bailout, according to the fine print of an administration statement Saturday night.
Well, they're still working this out, right? So I would hope that they would eliminate the fine print that says, you and I, John, our taxes are going to bail out foreign banks as well. I don't know why we're bailing out any of these banks. Fuck these banks.
Deutsche
and fuck
Bank,
these a-holes.
Credit Suisse. Barclays. Bank of Scotland. And UBS.
I just don't get it. So let them crumble. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Yeah. What do I care?
I know.
Somebody put an article together that describes to me, if we didn't bail out the banks, what's going to happen? And somebody put an article together for me, if we do bail out the banks, what's going to happen? It's both a bunch of shit, either way.
Yeah, one way or the other.
One way or the other. So fuck them.
It's
why should they get off?
Socialism for the rich.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit.
You want to talk about leftists, man. If this fucking new conservative Republican or whatever it is, they are major leftists. They're like Stalinists.
Oh, no, I have the stats right here, John. The bailout will cost $700 billion and raise the U.S. debt ceiling to $11.3 trillion, which is $81,000 per U.S. taxpayer.
Whoa.
So that's not just this buyout, but paying for the war and paying for all of Bush's failed policies and these Republican yahoos. And I can't believe that McCain is still in the race.
It's unbelievable. Today I was watching some stuff where they talked about how McCain said, the fundamentals of the economy are strong. And then they said later in the week he came back. He was back on track. You know what I'm saying?
No, not really.
Yeah, they said he brought it back around. What?
Who said that?
You
He's
know,
an
the,
idiot.
Stephanopoulos and a bunch of no-brain, like Dan Rather. Not Dan Rather. I don't know what those knuckleheads are.
He's dumber than the goddamn W.
It's not Dan Rather. Oh, shit.
Did you think that was possible, that there would be a candidate dumber than the W running?
And a running mate dumber than Dan Quayle.
Who would have predicted that? Nobody. And they have a chance to win? Know. That's beyond belief.
Did you hear the softball question she was tossed?
Who, Palin?
Palin.
No.
They did this, the very last question, and it was about foreign policy. They did this whole town hall thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they throw the softball question to her about foreign policy. You want to hear it?
Sure.
It's pretty funny.
Governor Palin. There has been quite a bit of discussion about your perceived lack of foreign policy experience, and I want to give you your chance. If you could please respond to that criticism and give us specific skills that you think you have to bring to the White House to rebut that or mitigate that concern.
Well, I think because I'm a Washington outsider that the opponents are going to be looking for a whole lot of things that they can criticize, and they can kind of try to beat the candidate here who chose me as his partner to kind of tear down the ticket. But as for foreign policy, you know, I think that I am prepared, and I know that on January 20th, if we are so blessed as to be sworn into office as your president and vice president, certainly we'll be ready. I'll be ready. I have that confidence. I have that readiness. And if you want specifics with specific policy or countries, go ahead and you can ask me. You can even play stump the candidate if you want to. But we are ready to serve.
What?
Stump the candidate.
This sounds exactly like a clip we played on the show a couple years ago.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Is that when she was representing South Carolina?
Yeah, yeah. So Miss South Carolina is running for Vice President of the United States. What are people saying about us? We got to go. We got to travel abroad just to get some interviews.
Definitely.
About what?
We just hang out at the international terminal.
Yeah, just sit there.
And have when people get off the plane,
American.
Ask them questions.
What do you think of our country? And they're just going to fall on the ground and laugh.
Well, you could blow a call into Hans.
Heinz.
Right.
Well, Hans and Franz.
Some of the words she used, blessed.
Yeah.
If we're so blessed. So it is, according to her, it's God's will.
Yeah.
If God wants her in office, they're going to win the election. And there's nothing you and I can say or do about it because the Lord put her in the office.
Lord.
She doesn't know that we have a tight relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
Maybe we should get him in here and
blow a call.
And say, hey, man, you got to make sure that Palin doesn't get and McCain.
Oh, it's horrible. What are we going to do?
It is horrible. But here's an interesting little tidbit. Now that you and I, John, the American taxpayer, more or less own insurance giant AIG, get this. It turns out that you and I, John, are also the principal sponsor of Manchester United.
Mm.
The football team.
That's out of sight.
So I think we should get some jerseys.
That's right. We get 11%. They got to pay that loan back in 2 years.
Nice. Nice.
We own 80% of that company. Well, that's what will happen, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
2 more years, we'll be bailing out the bailout.
We'll be bailing W out.
In 2 more years, a loaf of bread's going to be, what, $10,000?
Yeah, wait till inflation starts hitting.
We'll have a wheelbarrow and bring that down to the grocery store.
Start investing in gold.
Gold?
Yeah. That's the only thing you'll be able to buy anything with.
Well, keep investing in oil. Buy oil stocks. I got to tell you, I'm driving by today. I need gas, right? It's like $4.25 a gallon. The price of oil's been under $100 a barrel for like a week now, but it's not showing up at my pump. Where do you think that money's going? Right in their pockets.
It's because of Ike.
You know, Naomi Klein made an excellent point. Is that shock doctrine, Naomi Klein?
Yeah.
She said that... you know, if you're going to socialize this government, don't do it
go to a coffee shop, not a bar. What?
Don't do it with failed businesses.
Yeah.
Do it with the oil companies.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's socialize Exxon and BP. How about that?
Well, she made this great comment about crybaby capitalism, she's called it. She said, they cry about regulations. They want everything deregulated. But then as soon as they fuck up, they want a bailout.
And regulations.
We've screwed up. Please help us. Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's move on. When you look back in history, how is this week going to be looked upon in history? It is very interesting to me. I want to know. It's a bunch of shit. So I want to move on to more TTN style material, John.
Okay,
but then again, we stay here because we're on the front lines of history? You know what I'm saying?
It's hard,
even though the history's shit.
Yeah, history's a joke, Scott.
It is a joke. So's the future.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant.
The future's really a joke now.
The future is a joke.
And, you know, we talked about this however long we've been on this podcast. When the W got back in office, we're like, Jesus, this guy's such a fucking idiot. And there's so much that we don't know about his idiocy. And I bet you there's still things that are going to come out of the woodwork or whatever that we still don't know about this dope. After he leaves, we're going to find out what a goddamn train wreck. And to know that McCain is dumber than the W and probably going to kick off in 2 years, then you're going to put the female W in charge.
Such as? Yeah. It's such as I'm doing the Miss South Carolina. Such as? They need maps. They can't find it because they don't have any maps.
Yeah, get them maps and they'll be okay.
Oh, my God. Get them a math class and maybe they can figure out how to do finance.
All right, man. Let's move on.
It's horrible.
Let's keep it in the UK. Were we in the UK? No. Oh, yeah. We talked about Manchester United. Let's keep it in the UK. Creationism should be taught in science lessons, say teachers. More than a quarter of science teachers believe creationism should be discussed in lessons in the UK, John.
What?
And which is, when I first read this, I was shocked. Wait a minute.
Fucking Darwin on the 10-pound note.
Right, you just mentioned that last week, but...
I almost bought one
Friday. Stay with me. Many believe God had a role in the creation of the universe. The pupils should be encouraged to debate it alongside the theory of evolution it has claimed. The conclusion comes amid continuing debate over comments from Professor Michael Reese over the role of creationism in school biology class. So then I get to this point, and I'm like, what is the world going insane? At least the UK had it right, you know?
Yeah.
There's something like only maybe 20% of the people are into religion. But it goes on to say, in a controversial move, he said the topic should be tackled by teachers if raised by pupils. So all he's saying is if they talk about it, we need to come back at them and say, well, we kind of rule creationism out because of evolution and all of this, the fossil record, and all the stuff that backs up the theory. So that's what he's saying. He said all he's saying is we should be prepared to talk about it because only...
Because kids who have parents that...
But they won't.
What about?
Yeah. So only 1 in 10 children in the UK... would potentially ask that question. We're here, it's like 9 in 10.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what this article is about. So I thought it was a little misleading, the way they presented it, and I thought it was poor journalism. But bad news turned into good news, John. But, you know, even then, the kids won't ask the question, because I think it was in second grade, my daughter came home, and she had some homework, and one of the questions was, which way does the Earth rotate, clockwise or counterclockwise? So I said, it depends on your
perspective. Yeah, you're looking from the top or the bottom.
Are you looking in outer space from the top? And what is the top or bottom? We don't even know that.
Yeah.
So it's depending on where you're looking at it from. It could spin clockwise or it could spin counterclockwise.
Yeah.
So you need to go in. And the lesson I'm teaching her is to challenge authority. So your teacher is saying this, but you need to go in and challenge that authority, and you need to find out the answer, and you need to present this question. It's really you can't determine if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. It depends on your perspective, right? So she goes to class. It took her about 2 weeks because she didn't want to bring it up. So finally she brought it up. I got her all riled up. You know, she went into class, she asked the teacher, and the teacher said, Emma, it turns clockwise. Everybody knows that.
Whoa.
And that was it.
You phoned the teacher up, right?
I didn't.
Oh, dude, come on. There would be a phone call from this house.
But when she came home, I said, okay, obviously.
Everybody knows that.
The question went over her head. So that's why she's a second grade teacher. Okay, she's not teaching at the higher levels because she can't deal with the challenge to authority. But I hope that I got the point across to my daughter to challenge authority. Don't just... the other day I had she was riding with her friend Taylor, and they stopped by to ask me if they can do something for 15 more minutes. And they started talking about school. They're learning about Christopher Columbus. So I said, hey, what are they teaching... about Columbus? They present him as a hero. Is he still a hero? No, not really. Why did he come to America? I guess he got lost. You know, he was looking for this other place, India. Do you know why he was going to India? Yeah, he was going there to get gold. He wanted to get gold. So from what we learned how many years ago to what my daughter's learning now is a little bit more accurate now. Like when we were taught about Columbus, he's this great hero, a great adventurer, right. Explorer.
Discovered the new world.
Discoverer of the new world. And when I asked about that, I said, hey, so who did discover America? Emma's friend said, America Vespucci. I'm like, wow, hey, all right, right on.
I thought it was the Norseman.
Yeah, I told her it was Leif Erikson.
History's written by the victors.
Yeah. But I do love getting involved with Emma's schoolwork. She is a fifth grader. You know, so I try to stay on top of it so that if they ever do get me on that show, Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
You're ready.
I won't embarrass myself
like you're
those
ready.
Dopes on that show.
You ever watch the show?
Oh, it's unbelievable how dumb they are. And I'm thinking they have to, I'm sure they go after a certain look or whatever, not look, but a certain personality. Somebody that can get very excited and somebody that kind of knows some stuff.
Right.
Maybe doesn't know everything, kind of, you know. But,
right.
The guys who struggle at the first and second questions, I'm like, Jesus Christ. But that's part of the show, right?
Yeah.
If they got somebody from Jeopardy on there every day, it wouldn't be fun, would it?
Well, I don't know. What do you... If smarter than a fifth grader... a lot of the most wealthy people in the world have less than a fifth grade education.
Really?
Well, they say
who
they
are
do.
They?
The W.
The W?
Yeah.
He says he's got less than a fifth grade education?
I didn't say they said they have.
Oh.
I'm saying.
Can you imagine the W on that show? I would love to see the W and McCain on that show. They would be so dumb.
Can you name any foreign leaders? How about you? Can you name any foreign leader?
That would be great.
I'm the decider, not you. Not you. My friends.
Hey, damn it. You know, I printed it out and I forgot it.
You know what happened to my son last week?
No, what?
He came home to tell us that his gym teacher was going to be calling us. Why? Because this kid at school, we're playing wiffle ball, and I was catching, and he has one hand, and when he got up to bat, I said, one arm batter, and...
yeah, okay.
And I got in trouble. I said, what do you mean? Well, the teacher brought me in the hall, and he was going off on me about it. And I was a little pissed at him, too. But it turns out he was just, you know, yucking it up, you know, joking, whatever. He thought it was harmless, you know, but he didn't get it, you know. And he finally, we discussed it, and he got it.
I don't get it. Explain it to me.
Well, he...
Are you supposed to ignore that the guy has one arm?
I guess. But I think he was, you know, trying to be funny, but he spoke out of, you know... You know when you think about something and you think it's going to be funny, and then you go, wait a minute, I shouldn't say that because that's probably not going to be funny.
Yeah, it happens all the time. We have to bonk stuff post-production.
Well, that's kind of like what happened. He says, I just blurted it out, you know, because everybody'd say, like, easy out, lefty batter, so righty batter, one-arm batter.
What was the reaction of the classmates?
Well, the kid was just like, he made... My son apologized.
The teacher did?
Yeah. And the kid's like, yeah, I get it all the time. No big deal. And I explained to my son, I said, well, he says that, but he probably doesn't feel that way because it's not like... then my son started saying, well, yeah, they say easy out when I get up and stuff. I go, but you know what, Nate? You can get better. Or who cares what they say? You know,
why can't
the
kid with one arm get better?
Well, he could, but I'm saying that he won't grow another arm. He won't become a two-arm batter.
He could. Science is doing remarkable things.
Is that how you would explain it?
I would. Well, here's the what. Makes
oh yeah, you're real tough.
What it makes me think of is TP, yeah. and we still haven't heard from TP for TP's take. I gave him some questions. I gave him instructions. We still haven't heard from him. But
right.
TP has cerebral palsy. I've right. known TP since second grade. And the reason, he told me this on several occasions, the reason he really likes and cherishes our relationship is because I don't treat him like he has
yeah,
cerebral
right.
palsy.
Yeah, right. Give him shit.
I
Hurry
give him
up.
Shit.
Walk
yeah.
faster. We right. don't got all day. Exactly. And I think, and I explained to my son, that's sort of how the way you should treat them. But sometimes people don't see it that way. They think you're being mean. You're treating them like a regular guy, giving them some guff about it. And but then I heard the teacher was going to make my son bat with one arm all week. And I fucking lost it. I said, when he fucking calls, I want to talk to him. Well, I guess he called and he couldn't get through or something. And
can you record it?
No. I think my wife already talked to him because she knew how pissed I was.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to hear that phone call.
I don't. I think at first I try to be nice, but then I'd lose it. And she doesn't want that to happen because she's like on the committee there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one that's married to the fucking psycho. Yeah.
Well, what is that? You can bat with one arm. Why? I have two.
Yeah, I don't know. That was to teach him a lesson, I guess.
What's the lesson? What is he teaching him?
I don't know. I didn't never get to talk to
him
about
it.
Well,
you know, you teach your son is the Socratic method. So he can use that on the teacher and get expelled.
I don't want him to end up like me, man. I want him to just fit in, you know, for now, till he gets to that age where being a rebel is cool. It's not always cool when you're that age, man. You know
no.
what I'm saying?
No, not really. When? Give me an example. When it's not cool to be a rebel.
When it's not cool?
Yeah.
When you're in that, you know, grade school.
Yeah.
You know, chicks dig it later when you're in, like, high school.
Oh, so what you're saying is suppress your rebelness
yeah.
until the chicks can dig
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then when they dig it, you become an idol
and then
to
only
the rest
then.
To everybody else. Don't start your rebel behavior at such a young age. Hey, man, I got kicked out of Catholic school for my rebelness. I cleared a guy's chessboard and threw him up against the wall.
Nice.
And that got me pushed into the hallway by the
what did
principal.
He do? What did he do to tick you
I
off?
I don't know. We got
He
got
was beating you at chess? Is that what
I
it was?
I can't play chess, so obviously.
All right, so he's beating you at chess. And
no,
then
he was
like,
playing somebody else.
Oh, he's playing somebody else?
And he started lipping at me, giving me some lip.
What were you doing? Why did he give you lip?
I was doing something else. It was like the last day of school. I'm like, hey, man, F off. And he's like, keeps going, yeah, Morley, blah, 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 blah. So I went over and cleared his board, man. And then we went at it.
But there's not really any rebel behavior there. It's just like,
no.
Well, you know, rebel behavior.
Blah. I was like a rebel. I
standing
told,
up
I told
to authority, it, not told, clearing some guy's chessboard and hitting him.
I didn't hit him. I shoved him. I told you about the time that I got into. I didn't. There was a girl in class who was going to Awana's, and the
Awana.
The nun said, "Hey man, you can't wear that uniform." She's like, "Well, why?" The girls can wear Girl Scout uniforms, Brownie uniforms, Cub Scouts. I can't wear an Awana uniform.
Awana.
No, that's not allowed because they don't pray to the same God that we do.
Who do Awanas pray to?
The Awanas are a Christian organization. I guess the Catholics don't think they're Christian.
Oh, I see. So the Catholics think they have the...
Yeah.
And so anything other than Catholic,
yeah.
even if it is Christian...
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit.
It's a bunch of shit.
So
you got to get your fairy tales straight.
Yeah,
at
I
a
went.
Young age.
You know, that's when I went home and asked my grandmother, who was, you know, this hardcore Irish Catholic.
Wait a minute.
What gives?
You were wearing the Iwana uniform?
No. This girl was.
I see.
So from that day on, I kept asking those questions. Yeah, but I don't understand. What do you mean? Halloween is Holy Week? What is that? Doesn't make sense. So
I've never heard that.
Bucking the system. Yeah,
Holy Week.
That's what they told us.
Who did?
The nuns. You douche.
It's Holy Week, yeah. So dress up like Satan? I
no.
don't get it.
No, they went on this whole history thing about how in Mexico, they the reason why we dress up is because they dress up in Mexico to worship the dead, and it's just they run house to house to get candy and goodies and stuff, and it's Holy Week because they're worshiping the dead, you know, that have died and gone to heaven.
I see. Yes, very good. Well, not all of them.
I don't know.
Actually, the majority would go to hell the way it's set up. Wouldn't it?
Right.
Right? The way the fairy tale plays out.
Yeah, you say, God damn it, and that's it.
That's
you're
it.
Done.
You're done.
You're done. Unless you say the Lord's Prayer or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. You said it once.
Yeah, I did.
You said it once just to make sure.
Just to, you know, I should bring that back in.
I don't want to get Jesus mad at me.
I should bring that back in because the Large Hadron Collider, they had to turn it off. But they will turn it back on.
Right.
So who knows? If the end of the world does happen, I should bring that back in for our listeners that just want to be sure.
Yeah, so I was causing problems all the time.
Speaking of religion, here's a good religious story. Are you ready for a good religious story?
Is there such thing?
A federal judge says the University of California can deny course credit to applicants from Christian high schools whose textbooks declare the Bible infallible and reject evolution. So if you do go to a Christian school, you're not going to get credit at the University of California.
Wow.
Rejecting claims of religious discrimination and stifling of free expression, U.S. District Judge James Otero of Los Angeles said University of California's review committee cited legitimate reasons for rejecting the text.
Legit.
Not because they contain religious viewpoints, but because they omitted important topics in science and history and failed to teach critical thinking.
Wow.
Right on. So here to the University of California. So you know what they'll do now? They'll just go to Pat Robertson's university and get full credit for that, and then they'll become lawyers
right
in the U.S. government. That'll be great.
Need a cough button.
Yes, cough button.
Yes.
Also in religious news, an art museum in northern Italy said it will continue displaying a sculpture portraying a green frog holding a stein of beer nailed to a cross that
has angered
Pope Benedict XVI. The board of the foundation of the Museum of the City Balzano voted to keep the work by the late German artist Martin Kippenberger. The late German artist. So he's already passed on.
Yeah.
Here's what Franz Paul said.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
It has offended the religious feelings
He's
of many
Hans.
People.
He's not
who
Bella
consider
Lugosi.
The cross a symbol of God's love and of our redemption.
Yes!
In a telephone interview with Associated Press on Thursday, Paul said he was outraged by the museum's decision to keep the work, which he claims pokes fun at the Catholic population and offends religion and the Pope. So it's staying where it is.
Nice.
Staying where it is. One more religious story, John. I don't know if you've heard this, but a disposable diaper has saved the life of an 18-month-old boy breaking his fall from a third-floor apartment window.
Wow.
I'm really going to have trouble with this name. Ciawa Felipe Masanerio survived a 30-foot fall because his diaper snagged on a security spike embedded in the concrete wall around his apartment building in the northwestern Brazilian city of Recife.
Wow.
A concrete wall with spikes in it? Yeah. What's going on in Brazil?
Yeah.
The boy dangled from the spike for a moment, then
the diaper opened and the baby fell to the ground, but at a much slower speed.
Brazil, not Mexico.
A police officer said
the diaper obviously lessened the impact of the fall and saved the baby's life.
It's not East L.A., dude.
But the newspaper said
it wasn't the diaper that saved him. It was God.
Oh.
So God saved him.
It was God. God jumped in.
Yeah. That's interesting. So how did God save him, actually? So did God make sure that he had the disposable diaper that would hook? Or did God actually make him fall onto the hook?
Yeah.
What was God's action?
Yeah, what was his role?
What was his role in that?
A credit cunt.
18-month-old. When do kids, they're like housebroken at what, three?
Housebroken.
Three and four? Okay, so the kid would still obviously be in a diaper.
Right.
A disposable diaper, you know, which, you know, those things are expensive. So if you're living in a place with the concrete with spikes out of it, is that a good neighborhood in Brazil or a bad neighborhood?
Well, maybe it's spikes so you can't, like, get into that area, you know.
Oh, I see. So it's like a gated community.
Yeah.
A gated and spiked community. Yeah. So you can afford disposable diapers. So did God 30 years ago get involved by giving the parents an affordable lifestyle that they would be in this gated community and could afford disposable diapers that would get caught on the hook?
That's a lot of thought about a baby falling and being
caught. Well, I just
want
to know where God interjected, where he ended up saving.
Well, you might want to call Jose baby. Or whatever his name was.
Sawayeyo.
Yeah.
Felipe Mazanero.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck face.
Right on, John.
T.E.T. Anus.
Are you ready to move to...
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw two movies. Did you see any movies?
No.
Well, I'm sure you've seen these movies before, so maybe you can... I just want
to... I was watching... what was I watching today? I watched some of Die Hard with commercials.
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. I can't watch stuff with commercials anymore. I just can't do it.
Yeah, it was starting to annoy me.
Yep.
So I'd get up during a commercial... And
jerk it.
Yeah. And then come back and watch it.
Nice. Well, I saw the first movie I saw. I'm in a John Hughes thing. My daughter's going to be 11. So.
Well, if you just answer the question.
I think Breakfast Club will wait till she's about 13.
Are you a virgin?
But I got 16 candles.
Yeah.
So we're watching that, and I forgot about the shower scene, like, early on.
Oh, dude!
Yeah, I completely forgot about it, and it happened so fast. I was fumbling around with the DVD. I couldn't get the...
Oh, my dude. Come on, man.
Yeah, so...
Oh.
But that's fine. So we're watching this movie, and the one thing that struck me... I haven't seen this movie in 20 years or whenever...
Have you ever
kissed
a boy on the
mouth? Basically, Jack Ryan, is that his name? Jack Ryan or Jake Ryan?
Jake, yeah.
Jake Ryan.
Jake!
Gives his girlfriend to Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically says, do whatever you want with her.
Yeah.
And here's my dad's Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Which I thought was in some way criminal neglect.
Yeah.
Now, if it ever went to trial, let's say in the movie, of course, it's a happy ending. She's totally digging that this total nerd who has to wear a neck brace. Not a neck brace, but a...
not a neck brace.
What do they like call those things?
It's like a...
with the braces.
Yeah, for the braces. It's a...
So she's totally into that
headgear.
Now, headgear. Yeah. Now, let's say she wasn't into it, and she, you know, pressed charges. Would a Jack Ryan, is it Jack? Jake?
Jake.
Would he be culpable by basically saying, yeah, here's my girlfriend. She's drunk. Do whatever you want with her.
Yeah.
Are you a virgin? Have you ever kissed a boy?
Oh, and then the other thing, he shows up at her house, Molly Ringwald's house.
Yeah.
And Long Duck Dong answers the door, right? And he says, Long Duck Dong is like, no, I'm not letting you in. You punch me. And he's like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, me. Or I don't know. He does some like Chinese thing. So he's obviously a racist.
Yeah.
He's a racist and he lets geeks do whatever they want to his girlfriend. I don't think that's a good example.
So you showed it to your daughter. That's good.
So my daughter, and we talked about it afterwards. So she's like, wow, he's really good looking. I'm like, yeah, if you bring that guy home, forget about it, okay? I'm going to kick his ass and your ass. we're trying to instill in her that, you know, just take it easy, but don't get at anything serious until you're 30, okay?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work.
No?
No.
I think it'll be more effective than a Palin and her daughter, Bristol.
My daughter's telling me, yeah, while we're at Cold Stone, I was standing next to this really cute guy, and he smelled really good. And my friend was, like, holding up her phone and going, oh, I got a signal. Nope, over here, got a signal. Nope, no, lost the signal here, got the signal. And he was, and she was taking pictures of him. Oh, my God. I looked at my wife. I said, okay, you need to step in.
Are you going to teach your daughter abstinence, or are you going to teach her sex ed?
I'm not going to teach her sex ed. I'm going to say, here, the wife's going to go, here's your choice. We prefer you use all of them.
Well, we would prefer that you don't do anything except become a nun until you're 30.
Okay, Mrs. Palin.
That's what our preference is.
Yeah.
But knowing that that's not going to happen. Right.
Do you slipper the hot beef injection?
Somehow, we have to be so goddamn ultra cool to our daughters that any guy she meets won't measure up to us. And they, she won't.
My dad is such a dork. You just wait.
Well, we've had that conversation, too. You know, she talks about how much she enjoys spending time with me and stuff. Yeah. And I said, you know, I think that's going to change in a couple of years. I think you're going to think I'm the biggest dweeb on the planet, and you're going to try to distance yourself from me. That's what all kids do. Well, what if I don't do that? I said, if you don't do that, I'll be the happiest fucking guy on the planet.
Well, I've been told, my daughter said that all her friends think I'm the coolest dad they've ever met.
Well, yeah, you're in a band.
Yeah. Man.
Come on.
In a band, I'm funny.
You are?
That's what they say.
Yes.
My
Stop whining.
Brother-in-law, Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever he says, the kids crack up. I told him he should go on like
your
he
kids?
Should any kid.
Yeah.
I told him he should like open up for the Wiggles or something. Cuz the kids from like first grade to
you
fifth
idiot.
Grade think he's the
you
funniest freaking thing on the planet.
What?
Just for what?
I don't know. He just said, he just, normal conversation. I don't know if it's the way he says it or what. He just has a normal conversation. The kids crack up.
No.
Oh, speaking of that, we don't have it this week. We're still vetting it, but we got a hold of John McCain doing a stand-up routine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My friend.
He's trying to work out a stand-up routine, I guess.
A lobster walks into a bar.
In case
the bartender says, we don't serve food here.
I guess he's going to something he's going to fall back on if he doesn't win the election. He's just going to retire and go into stand-up comedy. And we got a tape of him working out some material.
Nice.
Moving on, John.
A termite walks into the bar and says, "Is the bartender here?" Get it, bartender. The termite eats a wooden bar.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, here's a celebrity follow-up story, John. Follow-up celebrity story. Last week we mentioned David Blaine. It's going to hang upside down
Blaine.
For 60 hours over New York Central Park with no
I
safety
got a
relaxed net.
Blaine.
With no safety
no
net, John.
Ooh.
Well, here's what I want to know. 60 hours. Can you not, like, shit or piss in 60 hours? Is that possible?
I don't know what you do.
So how's he going to shit and piss?
Shit in a tube?
Well, gravity, wait a minute. If you're hanging upside down, gravity's going to help you not shit, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Maybe it runs out your mouth.
Even if he doesn't fall.
How long is he going to lay upside down?
60 hours. Hang, not lay. Even if he doesn't fall, a leading heart specialist claims the rush of blood to his head could leave him seriously injured.
That is your right.
Now, do you really think that elite, because they don't give his name. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking nobody's really interested in David Blaine hanging upside down.
Right.
So he had to, like, we need to get, like, a serious heart specialist to say that this is really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
And then maybe people will get interested.
Tetanus.
All the organs pretty much are affected by this. Most importantly, the blood rushes to the head. There is a danger of brain hemorrhage.
Blaine.
Wouldn't you have to have a Blaine to have a hemorrhage?
Yeah.
There is danger of blood rushing to his eyes and blinding David. But the doctor says, who's worked with many of Blaine's stunts, insists the star is the only human who could survive such a stunt. It is really important for people to understand that David is not an ordinary man. It is David's choice to endure superhuman stress. What did I say?
Superhuman.
Superhuman stress. If he can accomplish this, we might have to change his name to He Who Hangs With Bats.
Oh, Jesus.
It's unbelievable that people
like
that? David Blaine and his doctor make money. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me that McCain is possibly going to be our next president.
Yeah.
He's dumber than the W. It's unbelievable to me, John.
Unbelievable.
If they would have taught me this in school, where would we be now, John? Where would we be now?
Brazilian.
We always thought that you had to have intelligence, accountability, responsibility, ethics. To succeed in the world.
No, that's for dopes.
That's for dopes. That's what they should teach you in school. That's for dopes.
How to skate.
How to skate.
Let's stay out of teacher.
In other celebrity news, John. Did you see those Microsoft ads?
Oh, my God.
With Jerry Seinfeld?
I wanted somebody. I was waiting for like a steam train to come through and just fucking plow both of them over.
Yeah, they were just awful. Seinfeld is
I'm
awful.
Like, there's going to be something that happens, right? Like a car is going to smash right into Seinfeld.
Again, it proves that Seinfeld is not talented.
No.
He's riding on David, not Blaine, David, no, Larry David. Larry David Blaine's coattails. This guy is dumb. He's not talented, and it shows in these stupid ads. Microsoft Flacks are desperately dialing reporters to spin about phase two of the ad campaign.
Phase
due to be announced tomorrow, which will drop Seinfeld
altogether. They've been playing it today or yesterday. What was it? It opens up with, I'm a PC, and I've been stereotyped, and it's this guy that looks just like the guy that plays I'm a PC for Apple.
Right.
And I've been stereotyped. And then the next scene is Bill Gates. And I'm a PC. And I wear glasses. And I'm a PC, and I build houses out of glass, and I'm a PC, and I wear jeans. It's just fucking stupid.
But here's the thing. Seinfeld got $10 million
what?
For that. And the ad agencies that put this shit together, who knows how much they're being paid for total shit. We should have gotten in the ad business, John. I tell you, we should have gotten it. You ever watch Mad Men? Is that what it's called? It's about the ad industry in the 50s?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a pretty good show. Anyway, Microsoft's version of the story, they always plan to drop Seinfeld. The awkward reality.
Yeah, after the second commercial.
The ads only reminded us how out of touch with consumers Microsoft is. Yeah. Not only Microsoft, but Seinfeld is out of touch with the rest of reality. He's the most fortunate motherfucker on the planet, hooking up with Larry David. And it's a goddamn joke. It's obvious when you watch these stupid ads.
Well, do you ever like watch the reruns of Seinfeld? After we've been talking about it, I've been watching like reruns and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You wonder why somebody didn't like protest on the show, because you got George and Elaine and Kramer all running around him, and he's in the center with this smirk on his face, and he says one line and
delivered poorly,
and he's almost laughing while he does it.
Yeah, it's just
like,
awful.
He doesn't nail it, and everybody else is really acting, and he's like, what's up with that?
Well, I'll go further than that. They're acting, but they created pop icons. I mean, Kramer especially, but even George Costanza and Elaine were such strong characters. So not only hooking up with Larry David,
even
but being surrounded
Newman.
By such a great fucking cat. I think anybody who was ever on the show is more talented than Seinfeld. Yeah. Anybody. And it's obvious. It's just obvious now.
It's obvious.
The worst part of that show, the worst part of Seinfeld, is the opening where he'd be doing a little, like a minute stand-up.
Yeah.
It's never fucking funny. It's never funny. It's stupid. Oh, you know, I got a story about Pat O'Brien, but I forgot to have
Dogs
you queue up.
Dogs are poor because they have no pockets.
I forgot to have you queue up why we know Pat O'Brien. You know what I'm saying, John?
Why we know Pat O'Brien?
Right, he's a announcer, but his claim to fame is leaving phone messages.
Right.
I don't know if you have
done
that
it
handy.
Again?
No, he hasn't done it again.
Is
but
it
Pat O'Brien.
You suck your pussy.
Yeah, that's Pat O'Brien.
You suck your pussy.
Who did he leave that message to?
I don't remember.
Whoever it was, she released it. That was like how many years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
So then after that, he went into rehab. Because he had coke issues and who else?
Yeah.
Anyway, Pat O'Brien from a show, The Insider, is leaving the show.
Why?
The Vetchin TV host has been demonstrating too much erratic behavior lately.
Oh, here we go.
Not to mention that it seems his two stints in rehab didn't really work. No exact reason was given, though, as to why O'Brien was let go, but the inappropriate emails he was sending were likely the last straw. I wonder if he left any more phone messages like that.
Make you fucking crazy. I'm so fucking
a rep for the show did say in a statement, Pat O'Brien is a talented broadcaster who has been a part of the Insider family from the very beginning. Although we have decided to part ways, everyone at CBS and the Insider greatly appreciate and respect all of his contributions to our show. We wish Pat much success.
Especially this one.
I'm so fucking into it.
In his future endeavors.
It's incredible.
Lick your ass.
Crazy.
This also in celebrity news. Katie Holmes, John. Katie Holmes was met by 100 anti-Scientology demonstrators ahead of her preview Broadway performance of All My Sons.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The actress who is married to Scientologist Tom Cruise, if you didn't know, arrived at New York's Gerald Schoenfeld Theater on Thursday night to chants of Scientology Kills and Free Katie. So there were 100 of these
free
people.
Free Katie.
Shouting Scientology Kills and Free Katie. Cruise arrived at the theater to watch his wife's debut, but was unfazed by the demonstrators as he sat with fellow actor Dustin Hoffman. Have Cruise and Dustin Hoffman been in anything together? What's up with that? Is Dustin Hoffman a Scientologist? Why are they together?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a very interesting question, Scott.
Have you seen photos of Katie Holmes lately?
Yeah. She's like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, and she's like anorexic. She weighs like 90 pounds.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, John. Well, you know, I heard Tom Cruise is, does a cameo in Tropic Thunder, which we haven't seen yet. Have you seen it?
No, he's like a balding old man.
Yeah.
Ebert's
so goddamn dumb that he didn't even know that was Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard Ebert got in a fight. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Well, he didn't get in a fight. Some guy hit him with a binder.
Swack.
Because Ebert can't talk anymore because of his cancer, so he was poking this guy in front of him, a critic that he knows. I think we did talk about it.
Yeah.
So he could
move
a little bit. And the guy got so pissed, he just swung his binder without looking.
Can you move?
I think we should cover this song.
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise, oh, no.
Oh, no. In our last celebrity story, John, and this will open up discussion, Megan Fox. Do you know who that is? Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
I think so.
Has hit out at critics who have dubbed her tattoos trashy.
Ooh.
And vowed to cover herself in Barty art.
Barty art.
Arr, matey. I see you got new Barty art. Arr. You'll
body,
make a great pirate.
Body art, to spite them. The actress was this year named the sexiest woman in the world by readers of leading men's magazine, but she claims she's looked down upon by people who don't like her nine tattoos.
Nine. Wow.
Fox has no intention of stopping at nine and insists her detractors need to be more open-minded. The 22-year-old
says... What
if says,
she gets a spider on her face?
Maybe. Who
like
knows?
A
like
a whole
Tyson?
Face spider.
Like Tyson? Tyson? He don't have a spider. He's got something on his face.
Spider.
Everyone hates
Who, Mike
them.
Tyson?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. All right? And the toughest thing you can say is for how long?
What's he up to these days, Mike Tyson?
About 250.
He's like bankrupt, right?
Probably.
Is he working? Is he like the doorman at Harrah's in Vegas or what?
I think he's working with Gary Coleman.
The 22-year-old Fox says everyone hates them because they're closed-minded about tattoos. People who don't like me, as far as fans go, always talk about how I'm trashy because I have tattoos. I find that insane. This is 2008, not 1950. Tattoos aren't limited to sailors. I find them beautiful, so I'm going to keep doing it.
You fucking bitch!
Megan explains some of her tats. A poem I wrote about my rib cage. I'm sorry. A poem I wrote on my rib cage and a symbol for strength on my neck. And my boyfriend Brian's name tattooed next to my pie.
Oh, nice.
Do you know who her boyfriend is?
No.
Brian Austin Green from 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
next
believe
to her
that?
Pie.
You know, get
That's
as many,
not hair. Those are flies.
Get as many tattoos as you want. I'm going to call you trashy because you're going out with Brian Austin Green. All right?
You know, Special Ed hates the tattoos on a woman. He thinks they make the woman slutty.
Yeah.
So his wife was going to get like a fake one, you know, one of those bikini ones on the back there, a big ass one when they went to Vegas.
Above the ass?
Yeah.
There's a name for those. What do they call those?
I don't know. G-string?
No, no. It's, yeah, I'll think of it.
Flavor
Go ahead.
Flavor saver? I don't know. She chickened out.
Why?
I'm like, oh, please. You got to do it. I want to videotape
That'd
it.
That'd be great.
His reaction.
Megan Fox also has Marilyn Monroe on her forearm, a star on her ankle, and on her shoulder she has a line, "We will all laugh at gilded butterflies," from Shakespeare's King Lear.
Well, you know, I got a tattoo of a $20 bill on my penis.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know how women like to blow cash.
On her, here's the poem she wrote that she
put. Plus, I like to watch my money grow. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right on. She put on her rib cage. Here's what she put on her rib cage. And this is a poem that she wrote. There once was a little girl who never knew love until a boy broke her heart.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I'm saying.
I think this is what she really needs. You know what I'm saying?
No, what?
You slip her the hot beef injection.
Well, you know Brian Austin Green's not doing
yeah,
it.
Right.
Have you ever kissed a boy on the mouth?
I don't understand it. I could see one or two tats, but if your job is to be on screen, is to be a model, wouldn't you try to limit that stuff?
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have those other models.
Because really, she's only going to be in this career where she's showing off her body for another 20 years. Then do whatever the fuck you want, right?
Well, maybe she wants to model now Hot Topic clothing.
Hot Topic?
Yeah. Have you ever seen... What do you mean? Your daughter doesn't talk about Hot Topic?
No, she talks about Justice.
Oh, I don't know what that
I've
one
never
is.
Heard Hot Topic.
Hot Topic is where all the emos and grungers go and
oh, yeah.
Skater
She's not an
boys.
Emo and grunger yet. I hope she won't be.
He will be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, hey, should we play some tunes? I got to take a whiz.
Oh, no doubt. I'm out of
You're
Knob
out of,
Creek.
Out of whizzing?
Oh, I was at Jewel today to pick up some more Knob Creek. Jewel puts it on special. You can't find a bottle of Knob Creek in there when they put it on special.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because it's the shit, man.
It goes.
It is the shit.
And I think that's because of us. But yeah. Do we get kickbacks? No.
No royalties.
They throw us a bottle every once in a while? No.
No. Well, I got queued up here from practice a while back, Strange and Run to the Hills.
Wow, that's...
Run to the Hills is horrible.
It's really? Is it horrible?
It's great, though.
It's horrible.
Oh, you play
Why
great.
Is it horrible?
Because I suck at it.
That's quite an eclectic mix there, John. R.E.M. to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, it is practice. We are trying to work these things out. So it's not like it's in the studio.
No doubt. No doubt. Here it is. Strange and then Run to the Hills.
Something strange going on tonight. There's something going on, it's not quite right. Michael's nervous and the lights are bright. There's something going on, it's not quite right. There's something going on that wasn't here before. Keep your eyes glued to the floor. No one's gonna say goodnight. There's something strange going on tonight. There's something strange going on tonight. There's something going on, it's not quite right. Michael's nervous and the lights are bright. There's something going on, it's not quite right.
We both come in at the same time, right?
On you, baby.
So I thought the drumming was right on,
really?
Except, you know, for the changing pace. Is that what you're talking about? Like, I thought there were some parts that were slower and you picked up the speed and then you picked up the speed again. So I think it ended faster than it started.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I thought you hit everything else. Yeah.
It's hard to play on those rubber cymbals, especially the hi-hat.
Right, because it's an electronic drum set that John's playing.
It's all
playing.
Electronic drums right there,
because when
man.
We practice, we strap on the cans, John, the cans.
And just to talk a little tech talk about the
tech talk
drums, I think you're going to get some, aren't you?
You know, for my birthday, I was told that I can go and buy some, but I haven't been cleared. You know, I haven't gotten the invoice, the budgeting aspect of it cleared yet that I can go buy some.
I got the Roland TD-3, which is probably what you'll get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I upgraded to the TD-6 Blaine
Blaine
within like 2 months. And then I was like, you know what? That I don't even like that anymore. So then I went and bought Easy Drummer, TuneTrack. TuneTrack's Easy Drummer, which is a PC-based sampling software, but you could also import. It's a VST instrument that you can import into like Cubase, and you can lay down MIDI tracks in there of drums. And I like that, but then I went for Drummer Superior 2, which came out just recently, and a lot of those sounds now are off of Drum Superior 2.
And you're very happy with that.
Oh, yeah. You heard it, man. It sounds like it is real drums sampled in studios in New York. And they have microphones set up all over the place in that studio, and they recorded... Like, a snare drum took, like, 6 hours just to record one snare drum.
I can imagine that, because when we go in the studio, Rick and I hold each other's dicks for 3 hours until they get the drums.
That's because of a fucking, it's a class of a bunch of kids that he's going, you know, and I'm hitting the snare, and then he's got to turn and talk. That's why he's got me
turn
facing.
And talk.
Yeah, you talk too much.
It's all talk.
He turns and talks to the students while I'm going, da, de, do, da, de, do, de, do.
Yeah, it's excruciating.
Yeah. No, I'm sure the setup takes forever.
Will there be other times? Well, he'll be... I am really struggling.
Okay,
I can't even put a sentence together. I'm like McCain. Will there be times we are invited back?
We're invited back all the time.
I see. We are.
Yeah.
Very
we've
good.
Been invited back. He wants us like for every single one of them.
Unless one we're of professional.
Unless one of the kids brings their own
band
in. But we haven't been available together on a Friday, and you were out of town one time, and Rick didn't want to do it with just me and him, and because we did one with just he and I.
I don't know why. Like, if Rick wasn't available, you and I would go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not?
Because he wants to do it as a band. I see that.
Oh,
that's
you
okay.
Make me feel bad. Okay, that's great.
No, it's not
I always
to
thought,
make you feel bad.
You know, when Rick quit the first time.
Yeah.
We did consider keeping a band going, whatever that would form it would take, and we talked about other people that we could play with. But if Rick quits again, I'm sure that conversation will come up again. But what I would look forward to is just recording stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so take one night a week, and we just record original stuff and see what happens with that.
Oh, I was just working on some stuff the other night, yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Nice. For the show?
Yes, some beds for the show.
Speaking of drummers, Travis Barker is in critical condition there, John. And DJ AM were in a plane crash. They walked away. Four other people got killed. They ran away because they were on fire. But I guess they're burnt up pretty bad there, John.
Oh, bummer.
In critical condition.
Barker's
not too much more information.
Up?
Yeah.
That sucks.
In DJ AM. The four other people in the plane, the two, I think there were two pilots, pilot and co-pilot, they're dead. And then Travis Barker's assistant and somebody else.
Wow. Hey, singer George Michael has been cautioned after being arrested in a public toilet for possession of drugs thought to include crack cocaine, Scott.
Really?
Yeah. Says wow. A 45-year-old man was arrested on 19 September on suspicion of possession of drugs in the Hampstead Health area, a Metropolitan Police spokesman said. The singer was taken to a police station and given the caution, for possessing Class A and Class C drugs.
Well, why did they arrest him? Did he come on to the cop or what?
Well, I don't know. It says
doing crack in the John?
I don't know, but here's the thing. They got him for possession, so maybe they thought it was entrapment or something, because they just gave him a caution. asked why Michael had been given a relatively mild punishment for possession of a Class A drug, Mr. McNulty said he did not know the details of the case, but added that the law provides a wide range of punishments for possession of drugs, and circumstances and context had to be applied. Do you imagine if we got caught with crack cocaine in a bathroom?
No.
By a cop?
No.
We'd be sent up the river, man, forever.
Up the river. Up the river.
Up the river. That's what I said.
Yeah.
What did I say? In the river?
Well, here's what I don't understand. Guys who smoke pot are in jail for 20 years, and you got these fuckers who drove their companies into the ground, and now we have to bail them out. Why don't we just put them in prison? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Ass wipes. Right. But no. They're all concerned about their golden parachutes.
Do you hear about Cheney?
Cheney?
He must
I don't want to get in pot. We still got science, man. We got science news. And I have an email and a forum post entry.
All right.
This is from Phil the bass player. Phil the bass player sent me an email I couldn't find. So I questioned, well, where does he send this stuff? And he got back to me. He said, well, here's a reason I don't send it to your TTN address. Scott, how goes it? Man, I'm enjoying 142. Lots of stuff to be outraged about lately, but this episode is less angry than 141. Is that true? Was 142 less angry than 141?
It's tough because there's an echo in that room, you know?
Yeah.
So you feel like you're talking too loud.
Too loud.
Like here, you can talk loud and you don't feel like you're talking loud.
Right. Right. Right on. So just wanted you to know that almost every time I send an email to your TTN address, it comes back unable to be delivered.
Ah.
Probably because your mailbox is full, but Yahoo mail is unlimited, so I don't get that. That's the reason I send to your work email. Have a great weekend and week, Phil, the bass player.
Did you find the email?
I didn't even look. I didn't have time. But I wonder how many other people that happens to. You know, because we do get a lot of emails, but we just pull a couple from the email bag. You know, we don't read all the nonsense we get, even though our show has nonsense in the title. Yeah. And maybe when people it gets returned, people just like, well, they wouldn't read it anyway.
He posted on my Facebook.
He posted on your face?
Yeah.
Book?
Yeah.
What did he post?
He teabagged me. I've listened to 142 yesterday. Good one. He's been chatting with Preston but Preston from the Websters.
The Websters.
Yeah.
Now, Phil played with them.
Yes.
For a while. Or was that the K-Martians?
Yeah, both.
Right, okay.
I wanted to play. No, I don't think Phil did. Yeah, one incarnation of the K-Martians. Then later on, somebody else played bass the second time we played. I wanted to play drums for the Websters for a long time.
What happened?
But I was waiting to be asked. And
they asked you.
Phil told me that they didn't think I'd want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, we're not going to ask him. He wouldn't want to play with us.
Well, Phil probably told him, look, the guy's a real pain in the ass to have in a band.
That's probably what he did. And he's right, but, you know, who isn't? So anyway, the Websters, they're coming out, their CD is almost done. They're coming out with another CD. I think their fourth or fifth one.
Are they going to give us some cuts?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I've been in contact with them.
Yes. Yes.
It says AKC seems to have taken a dip as of late. Not surprising.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Gene Yaz is losing momentum since our last gig in August.
Did they ever have momentum? What I want to know.
But we're trying to record. Schedules have conflicted as usual. Commitment is the problem, too. Whatever. So, yeah.
Gene Yaz. Well, when Rick did quit, did we ever talk about bringing Phil in and moving me to guitar? Did we ever have that discussion?
What?
I don't think we did.
What?
Why didn't we
have
that discussion?
What's wrong with your mic? I'm not hearing you.
We talked about bringing Zach in. We even talked about bringing Marty in.
What?
When Rick quit. I don't think we ever talked about...
Was I drinking heavily back then?
Phil... Well, we talked about it, but you said, no way, I'm never playing with Marty again. Fuck that. I would rather get what do you call him?
Yeah, Phil would be great. I didn't know anything about you going to guitar, though. I don't remember that part.
Come on, man. Really?
What? Dude, you're one of the best Blaze players.
Blaze, admittedly, I can't play leads on guitar. That's why I would get Brian back in the band to play leads.
You're one of the best bass players I ever played with.
Really? You're just saying that.
I'm serious, man. You lay it down.
I try.
Solid 4/4 rock and roll bass, man.
All right, John, moving on.
You think we'd still be playing together if you sucked ass? Why do you think Sperm Burper's not in the band anymore?
How long did you play with him?
He was great, but he just couldn't...
He was a fingers guy. Played with his fingers.
Too many excuses, man.
Fingers.
A credit cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, credit cunt.
You're getting a poppy mic again, man. What's up?
Is it popping? Me?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. I'll try not to pop.
No, I think it's your spittle.
This is one of
excited.
This isn't an email. It's one of the forum posts. Now, last week we talked about Russell Brand.
Yeah,
and we said, "What the fuck is up with that?" I mean, that's stupid, stupid, right? And he made a comment about the W being retarded.
What?
Which isn't news to you or me, John.
No,
it's not news to us.
No.
So we put the question out to our UK listeners. Give us what's up with this Russell Brand? And we got back. Andrew UK gave us some feedback. I took offense to something about Andrew UK's feedback about Russell Brand calling the W a retard. Because it's... It's home court stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You're a foreigner. You can't comment. Don't comment.
How dare you?
So I made some, unless you get... Here's somebody with the monarchy commenting about us. Hey, fuck that. Unless you get Harry and William back out on the street where they belong.
Yeah, you can't call my old lady a bitch. Only I can.
Right. That's my mentality.
Yeah.
All right. So Andrew UK, instead of an email, probably because it gets kicked back because I need to clear out email more and pull stuff from the bag.
From the bag.
He posted on the forum. UK monarchy. You have an issue with it, okay? It's not perfect democracy. I am not a monarch Christ. The Queen has no political powers. Her cost to the taxpayer was reduced materially last decade. All right, so they've had kings and queens for how many years? And just last decade, it was reduced.
I admire your honesty.
Sure, she still costs us something. That's offset by tourist income easily. So economically, she's a positive, and politically, she is insignificant. Compare that to the system you guys use to elect the president. How much does a campaign cost for a candidate? 1,000 million? Where do you get the money? Who owns their ass even before they are elected? Not Joe Public. That would be you and me, John. Joe Public.
Yeah.
But Jonathan Corporate. I don't care whether McCain or Obama gets in. Their asses are totally owned by the fundraisers for the campaign, not the voters.
Oh, yeah, we're
that
all fucked up.
That means your democracy is fucked right from the bat.
Okay, let's talk South Africa.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done. Get your democracy in order before whining about our monarchy, and I reserve the right for the rest of the world citizens to piss all over America into perpetuity. Grr. Evil. P.S. Was that cross or what? No idea what I got so pissed about. Just fancied firing up the debate again. Scott, a PPS. Scott, I love you almost as much as John. PPPS. Cheers, queers. So obviously, Andrew, UK, just trying to stir the pot. And it's got to be, in my opinion, I don't know, you may have some comments, John, but in my opinion, it's got to be. It's got to go back 230 some odd years to the Revolutionary War when we kicked their ass and started our own country. And then it's got to be so the America's breakaway, right? So
yeah,
all right, let them have their own country, which turns out to be the greatest country ever until the W's in charge.
Yeah.
And then Mahatma Gandhi causes problems, and they can't even control India anymore.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be frustrating.
But they have South Africa.
South Africa. Kafalava.
Can anybody say apartheid?
You know what else they got going on? They got all these Muslims they don't know what the fuck to do with. Because these Muslims
are... Good thing they don't have any tall buildings.
Fundamentalist kind of Muslims. Causing all kinds of problems in the UK. Yeah. And the weather's got to be for shit, too. Maybe that's maybe that's why he's so upset. Because the weather, it's always raining, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that. It's raining.
And so what about South Africa?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Well, you know, they colonize everything, you know, and then they fucking... yeah.
Well, what's interesting is the W. He's so goddamn retarded, and apparently he got one of his degrees in history, but he hasn't learned that colonizing is what he's trying to do with the Bush Doctrine. Let's preemptive and then emplace democracy, but then we have to be there for 100 years to make sure it works.
Yeah.
He can't learn from history and know that that's totally fucked and it doesn't work, you know? So it's so goddamn ridiculous. But
God
thank you for the forum post, Andrew. And
please post again.
Please post again so we can exchange ideas. I love it. I just love it. And if you can't, if your email gets rejected, give us a phone call and say, hey, you fuckwads,
TTN
you need to upgrade your email so that my shit doesn't get rejected because I have a voice. And I want to speak.
Right on.
Because we do read all the emails.
Yeah.
We read them all, but we only pull a select few from
no
the bag.
Doubt.
From the bag, John.
If you will.
The sack, if you
the
will.
The sack.
Hold on. I got science news before we let Phil in.
All right.
Whew. Okay. Can you, John, name the greatest science stories that we've covered so far?
No.
You can't?
No.
All right. One of them was that we all came from black people. That was one of the greatest science stories ever, right? What was the other one? I can't remember the other one.
The Hadron Collider crashed?
No. This is the third greatest science story of all time. A new study out of Yale University. Who went to Yale, John? Do we know anybody who went to Yale?
The W.
All male Yale. Is it still all male? I don't think it is. But when the W went, it was all male. And he was the head cheerleader, John. A new study out of Yale confirms what argumentative liberals have long known. Now, we just talked about this last week. I'm having conversations with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And she just ended the conversation so she didn't have to talk about it anymore. We were talking about Republicans and the whole deal. Here's what they say. Offering reality-based rebuttals to conservative lies only makes conservatives cling to those lies even harder. There you have it. Do I need to repeat that?
Yeah. Nice.
So when you think about that, when you think about reality-based rebuttals, reality-based rebuttals to conservative lies only makes conservatives cling to their lies even harder. When you think about that, now everything about the church makes sense. why people still cling to those fairy tales. Even when you try to just ask questions about it, they cling to the fairy tale. So what that means to me is, as long as these mindsets are still breathing, the church will be in business forever. In essence, schooling conservatives makes them more stupid. From the Washington Post article on the study, which came out yesterday, political scientist Brendan Nyhan and Jason Reifler provided two groups of volunteers with the Bush administration's pre-war claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. One group was given a refutation. The comprehensive 2004 Duffler report that concluded that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction before the United States invaded in 2003. 34% of conservatives told only about the Bush administration's claims thought Iraq had hidden or destroyed its weapons before the U.S. invasion. But 64% of the conservatives who heard both claims and refutation thought that Iraq really did have the weapons. In other words, they made the misinformation worse.
Well, how about this, Scott? If scary sights easily startle you, that might reveal that you're politically conservative. Did you know that?
I did read a little bit of that. Yes.
That's the conclusion in a report published today in the Journal Science.
Not okay. The Science Journal, the Journal Science.
In the Journal Science about a study conducted by University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Political science professor John Hibbling. The study indicates that people who are frightened by scary images and flinch at loud noises are likely to lean conservative and often favor increased spending for the military and support the death penalty in the Iraq War. How about that?
It's well, it's not unbelievable. It makes perfect sense to me. I was going to say it's unbelievable, but it's not. So now what we need science to do is find the genetic marker that makes these people morons, all right, and eliminate it. That's what we need to do. We need a free-thinking idea-exchanging society to move forward. Not these dopes. Right. That cling to lies the more that you challenge them.
And did you know individuals with conservative ideologies are happier than liberal leaners? Do you know that?
Of course they're happier, because if you're liberal, you understand the total shit that's going on and it depresses you. If you're a conservative, you believe in God and you believe that there's an afterlife and nothing bothers you. And you go, it's like Forrest Gump, you're retarded. So you're always happy. That's what it is.
Right. The reason is because they hate everything. Regardless
of liberals?
The conservatives. Regardless of marital status, income, or church attendance, right-wing individuals reported greater life satisfaction and well-being than left-wingers, the new study found. Conservatives also scored highest on measures of rationalization, which gauge a person's tendency to justify or explain away inequalities, which you just pointed to.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree with that. Rationalization.
Yeah.
I think that men are better rationalizers than women. But now they're saying that conservatives rationalize better than everybody else. Well, and they would have to, wouldn't they?
Yeah, just based on conservatives rationalize social and economic inequalities. They come up with justifications for it.
Well, in addition, when evolution presents a challenge to creationism, they rationalize that away too.
Yeah. Right.
So they rationalize themselves into stupidity. And that's a problem. So we need to find the genetic marker for a conservative and eliminate it, is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, John.
Yeah.
At the end of my article about the Yale study, they suggest do yourself a favor and save your breath, as the study demonstrates you're only making matters worse. So when I do have a conversation with my mother, after I think I'm getting through to her, I've made matters worse. The more I think I'm getting through to her, the more she's going to cling to the lies of the Republican Party. Oh, you know what I found out?
What?
My daughter told me. My father-in-law is a McCain supporter.
Of course.
Yeah. So, we have a party tomorrow at the house.
Nice.
Father-in-law's coming over. I'm sure I'll have a couple of drinks. What I need is a portable recorder. Because we talked about having my cousin on the show. I can just go right to my father-in-law.
Slap him on the back and say, hey, my friend.
My friend.
What do you think of that dope? That's what you say to him.
No, I'm going to say, so who are you leaning for in November? And then just let him do all the talking. I'm not going to say a goddamn thing. I'm just going to listen. That's all I'm going to do. Because right here it says, do yourself a favor and save your breath. I'm not going to contradict anything.
Right.
I'm going to say right on. You know, you make a lot of sense. That's right on.
Not going to ask any Socratic method questions?
I probably will, especially if I've had a couple of drinks. one last science story. Scientists at the University of Southampton in England, they're doing real science in England, John, have come up with a really genius way of providing, once and for all, whether out-of-body, near-death experiences actually occur or not.
Wow.
And it's such a simple idea. So in the ER, of all the ERs, they're going to put shelves up very high. Like, let's say it's 12 feet ceiling in the ER.
Yeah.
At the 10-foot level, they're going to put a shelf, and they're going to put some postcards on it, right?
Yeah.
So if you get into the ER and you have a near-death experience where you're out of the body, right?
Grab a postcard on the way out.
Not what? Grab a postcard, but describe the postcard to me, all right? So let's say you've had this experience where you're out of body and you're looking down on yourself. I guess how do you turn their attention to the postcards on the shelves is the question I have. So it's not really as brilliant as they say. But if they do say that occurred, ask them what the postcards were. And if they can't tell you, then I guess it's not really true,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Right? So they say, well, here, let me read the documentation, John. The foolproof plan involves building really high shelves and then putting postcards and pictures on those shelves. These pictures can be seen from the ground, cannot be seen from the ground. So only way to see them would be if they were having an out-of-body experience. The theory is that the patient, while dying, would leave their body, lift up onto the air, see the pictures, think, ooh, nice snaps, memorize everything, drift down, re-enter their body, wake up and tell the doctors all about each picture.
Ooh, nice snaps.
Out-of-the-body experiences are hereby proven.
Nice snatch.
Can't describe the photos, then the whole out-of-thing is proven not to exist. End of story. All right, John, you got any other clips? We're into politics.
I do.
What do you got?
I got one of...
Are you chewing your eyes?
Yeah.
Doesn't that, like, shoot spikes of not pain, but, like...
Only on certain teeth.
And you stay away from those teeth?
Yeah. Stay away from those teeth. This is, I caught like a second of the Emmys.
The Emmys are on tonight?
Yeah, the Colbert Report won.
Really?
Emmy. Yeah. And,
who else was nominated?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? You just remember
just
Colbert.
Just look it up online.
I'm asking you now. I don't remember.
I can
go
I
home and look
you,
it up online.
Douche.
Douche.
I just told you. I don't know.
Yeah, you said the Colbert won, but who was nominated? How do you
know
Colbert won?
I said
then?
I was watching it for a second. I said, for
Colbert
a second. Won. He's up there holding the thing.
How do you know he wasn't presenting?
Because he was holding the fucking thing.
Okay, maybe he's up there saying, oh, I wish I had one of these, but I'm presenting.
No.
So you didn't hear
it
the
was
audio.
Like, da, 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 da,
so you're just
the
making
Colbert
a
report.
So you heard the audio?
And he runs up and he's like.
So this is what you do when we're doing the show. You're watching the Emmys.
No, I came down the stairs. I saw it as I was walking down the stairs.
I see. During
anyway,
break.
Yeah, no. This is before.
Before.
Yes.
And you don't share this with me. What? Before we start recording, you don't share this information.
Like what?
That Colbert won the Emmy.
Why?
What? Why not?
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Well, as you know, or don't know, apparently, Jon Stewart has also won Emmys for his show, which I think between the two of them, those are the most newsworthy shows on TV.
Yes.
And here's why.
On this side of the pond, we also have politicians. And last night, could possibly be President Sarah Palin sat down for an exclusive interview with Fox's Sean Hannity. For the haters who thought it would be a wax job.
The economy, her family, energy, no topic is off limits.
Economy, family, energy, no hold barred. Anything goes. Let's start with the economy. Sean, pin her down.
Is Senator Obama then using what happened on Wall Street this week? Is he using it for political gain?
Check and wait, what? Obama? How is talking about the economy partisan?
Is there a danger if a presidential candidate is saying to the world that America's situation, economic crisis, is the worst that we've seen in decades, which was words that he was using yesterday? Is there a danger in terms of the world hearing that?
I mean, Sarah, answer this for me. Shouldn't we be lying to the world? For instance, what if we told the world the stock market was like golf scores, that lower numbers were actually better?
Choked on a cue, man.
What's really unbelievable to me is Sean Hannity gets paid.
I know.
To be a total douche.
I know.
Why can't we get jobs like that?
I don't
know. I'll be a total douche. Somebody pay me.
You fucking bitch!
I know. But Sarah's, you know, constantly in the news, Scott. She's, in case Trooper Gates not enough, Governor Sarah Palin, the GOP vice presidential nominee, has another investigation on her plate. The Police Officers Union in Alaska has filed a complaint on behalf of Mike Wooten, a state trooper and Palin's former brother-in-law, who Palin is accused of trying to oust over a longtime family feud. Since being tapped for the Veep spot, Palin has lawyered up and is no longer cooperating in the investigation.
Of course she's not. She's after part
she
of the executive branch.
Yeah,
John.
Already.
Yeah.
The complaint alleges that the governor of her or her staff may have improperly disclosed information from Wooten's personnel records. The complaint alleges criminal penalties may apply. John Cyr, I think it's Cyr, C-Y-R, director of the union that filed the complaint, told NBC News, "It seems obvious to us somebody has improperly accessed Wooten's personnel file." So, yeah, I guess that's a big no-no. And they're pointing to the husband.
The first dude?
Yeah, the first dude.
How about the first douche?
First douche. And Cheney must keep records, a judge ordered. Scott, did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
A federal judge on Saturday ordered Dick Cheney to preserve a wide range of the records from his time as vice president.
So what if he destroys them? So what?
Dick Cheney and the Bush administration were sued to ensure that presidential records are not destroyed.
They're going to destroy them. Then what?
I don't know.
We don't know. We'll find out.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley is a setback for the Bush administration in its effort to promote a narrow definition of materials that must be safeguarded under by the Presidential Records Act.
Let me ask you this, John. Is there anything the Bush administration has done that is not a setback? I mean, isn't that redundant?
It is. It is.
He's so dumb.
And the Obama and McCain campaigns have agreed to an unusual free-flowing format for the three televised presidential debates, which begin Friday.
I can't wait.
But the McCain camp fought for and won a much more structured approach for the questioning at the vice presidential debate, advisors to both campaigns said Saturday. At the insistence of the McCain campaign, the October 2nd debate between the Republicans' nominee for vice president, Governor Sarah Palin, and her Democratic rival, Senator Joseph R. Biden, will have shorter question and answer segments than those for the presidential nominees, the advisor said. There will be there will also be much less opportunity for freewheeling, direct exchanges between the running mates. And basically, it says that McCain advisor said they had been concerned that a loose format could leave Ms. Palin, a relatively inexperienced debater, at a disadvantage and largely on the defensive.
Oh, really? Inexperienced? Wow.
All of a sudden.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Inexperienced debater, inexperienced in foreign policy, inexperienced in pretty much everything. Dumbasses.
They thought it would be unfair because Biden
matter.
Has more years.
Unless, I don't know what these short questions and answers are going to be, unless it's, you know, please just give us a yes or no answer
yeah.
on this question. She's still going to fail. She's going to fail miserably.
Do you like your glasses?
Because she's a dope, and she believes God is on her side. So pray to God before the debate and then look like an idiot during the debate with a Joe Biden.
And the last story I got is...
Wait a minute. Get back to Obama and McCain. And that's going to be a longer format?
Yeah.
McCain's going to look like the biggest dumbass on the planet, guaranteed.
Maybe he'll have a box in his jacket, too. Like
you think
W.
so? With the little earpiece?
Oh, yeah. And he'll start talking to it.
It's because...
Shut up, answering him.
It's because...
Okay, my friend.
You fucking cunt.
You cunt.
You trollop.
They said that McCain advisors said they were only somewhat concerned about Ms. Palin's debating skills compared with those of Mr. Biden, who has served six terms in the Senate, or about his chances of tripping her up. Instead, they say they wanted Ms. Palin to have opportunities to present Mr. McCain's positions rather than spending time talking about her experience or playing defense. Boo-hoo!
Yeah, yeah, let's soften it up for her, because when McCain kicks off 2 months after the winning the election, and she's got to go head-to-head with Putin. Yeah, they're going to tell Putin, yeah, soften it up. You know, she's only 2 months in the job, and she doesn't have that much experience. So play nice with Palin.
And a University of California study said that the Pentagon satellite imagery concludes that ethnic cleansing, not last year's surge of U.S. military forces, is the main factor in the reduction of violence in Iraq.
How can you tell from a satellite image if ethnic cleansing...
The study analyzed the use of nighttime light across Baghdad and how it changed before, during, and after the surge. Its findings show only some neighborhoods have higher levels of output, suggesting the others had been ethnically cleansed before the surge.
Where did they come up with that? How do you know that? I mean, that's a big leap of
the lights are out.
Causality.
They got pictures.
Yeah, okay, you got pictures of the lights out. That means that genocide occurred? Maybe it means people didn't turn their lights on.
They're still not on. That's what they're saying, stupid. Oh, they just turned them off for a day.
Maybe they all moved. Maybe said that neighborhood sucks.
To? Yeah.
I don't want to live here anymore.
Where did they move to?
Hey, you know what?
Illinois?
I heard that Abdul gets TTN on his computer. Let's all move to that house. Maybe they did that.
I doubt it.
So you think it's genocide is what you're saying?
Sure.
Between the shits and the Muslims. I mean the Sunnis.
Just ask McCain. He can tell you the difference.
What's he going to say?
He thinks he doesn't know the difference between the two of them.
I wonder what he would say about gasoline today.
What?
I wonder what McCain would say about gasoline prices.
I'm paying $4 a buck, $4 a gallon for gasoline.
Yeah.
I'm paying $4 a buck. I'm paying $4 a buck.
$4 bucks.
Did you hear about the Miami interview with Spanish language station Union Radio?
No.
The reporter asked McCain whether, if elected, he would receive Zapatero in the White House. McCain answered, honestly, I have to analyze the relationships, situations, and priorities, but I can assure you that I will establish closer relationships with our friends, and I will stand up to those who want to harm the United States.
What?
Ouch. The question about Zapatero, clearly framed by the reporter as a question about Spain, came after inquiries on Venezuela, Bolivia, and Cuba. As a result, much of the Spanish press has decided that the Republican candidate, who hails himself as experienced in foreign policy, confused Spain, a NATO member and key ally in the fight against terrorism,
with Mexico,
with one of those troublesome Latin American states.
You piece of shit!
Yeah. Way to be up on things.
Oh, my God.
And then the reporter rephrased the question and specifically said, no, I'm talking about Spain. And he said the same goddamn thing because he's so dumb.
Tetanus.
Dumbass.
You know, Phil's been out there for
a while. Let me go get the door. Hold on.
Now he's really pissed, Dad.
He's got to be. All right, I'm going to go.
I hope he doesn't slug me. Hey, man, what's happening? Come on in.
All right, I'm back. You got his mic up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's walking back.
Don't lean too close to him, man.
Why would I? What are you saying? Oh.
I don't know. My sound effect's not working. Yeah, all it's right.
Is this I don't think my cans are on, because you turned my... Hello?
Well, is this on? Hey.
Yeah, turn my cans up. I can't hear anything. Of course, I'm joking. No. Hello? Yes.
It's good to see you,
John and Scott. Well, I actually can't see John. He's in the other room, as we are back in the studio. It's a pleasure to be back. Working with you two gentlemen.
No doubt.
Now, to start my news off, whenever you're ready, John, I have a long kind of an editorial kind of a thing going on here. You know, I don't get into the editorials too much, but I just couldn't help myself this week.
All right.
So whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be here. And now, with your award-winning news, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
Why do I play that? Why don't you just do it yourself?
I was,
no,
you know, they say,
me, Phil McCracken.
You know, they say flattery is the sincerest form of something. Of flattery. No, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
That's, you're an imbecile.
I was trying to flatter you.
T.T. Anus. Ted Anus. The Macrohatics.
All right, our first story tonight, John. Keating 5 survivor. Keating 5 survivor. John McCain now favors regulating same industry he deregulated when he lobbied 15 years ago.
He deregulated.
In related news, McCain attacks Wall Street greed while 83 Wall Street lobbyists work for his campaign. In related news, Sarah Palin thinks Jesus will return in her lifetime and that the earth is less than 7,000 years old. In related news, McCain thinks Spain is in South America and is the enemy of the U.S. In related news, John, Palin's energy crisis, not even close to the truth. She said 20% of U.S. energy comes from Alaska. Try 3.5%. In related news, McCain holds GOP party events, falsely bills them as town hall meetings, but tickets are distributed to party members by county and city GOP organizers. In related news, Palin can't answer softball questions about national security experience at first town hall meeting. In related news, as bad financial news has piled up, McCain has seemed more than just unfocused. He seemed clueless. In related news, Bush, McCain, and Palin have to lie, because if they told the truth about their policies, they'd be thrown in jail. In related news, thanks again to the GOP for ruining the country so your friends can get wealthy. In related news, 90% of voters say they are very or somewhat comfortable with the idea
of an African-American president. By contrast, just 37% are entirely comfortable with a 72-year-old president.
President? You mean
Phil,
like...
You crack me up, man.
President or precedent?
I'm sorry. That was a very long editorial piece that I lost control of my tongue at
I
the very end.
I couldn't tell if it was Phil or...
$4 a buck, $4 a gallon for gasoline.
The Butker Addicts?
Next story, John. In an attempt to solve all of their problems, Uganda seeks to ban miniskirts. Uganda's ethics and integrity minister said miniskirts should be banned because women wearing them distract drivers and cause traffic accidents. Nazabab Baturo told journalists in Kampala that wearing a miniskirt was like walking naked in the streets.
Those damn ethnics.
The Butker Addicts?
What's wrong wearing a miniskirt? You can cause an accident because some of our people are weak mentally, he said. Next story, John.
Uganda?
This just in. If you are one of the teens who posted the internet videos of yourself train surfing.
What the hell's that?
The police would like to have a word with you. I believe that's like, do you remember the movie with Michael J. Fox, the great movie
Teen Wolf? Yeah, that's the best, where man.
He was surfing on like the roof of a van.
Yeah.
I believe it's the same except with a train is what.
Nice.
I didn't get the rest of the details from the AP, just the headline. Next story, John. Researchers discover that...
Come on, set a precedent.
Researchers discover that finger length is connected to the desire to exercise. Still no cure for cancer. Next story, John.
No wonder my fingers are so short.
Reenactment of Caddyshack fight scene goes horribly wrong. Caddy charged with manslaughter. So he's got that going for him.
What?
A fight in which only one punch was thrown has left one man dead and his longtime friend charged with manslaughter. Both caddies at the Upper Montclair Country Club, the friends squared off on August 23rd after arguing about a $10 loan. These two men had known each other for 20 years. The argument escalated and 49-year-old Kenneth Rivers, 49, of North Carolina, punched John Dewey. Downey of Nutley in the jaw. Downey of Nutley. Downey, also 49, fell backwards to the ground after he was punched and hit his head on the pavement.
Oh.
An autopsy by the medical examiner identified the cause of death as blunt force
brain
trauma.
Yeah.
That would be a good name for a band, Blunt Force
I
Trauma.
Think there is a band.
Next story, John.
There's a band called Sandy Duncan's Eye.
More and more women want to erase their tramp stamps. Their tramp stamps. Excuse me. Says a plastic surgeon who specializes in erasing tramp stamps. Here's a bonus. I don't know if you know this, but the Germans call them ass antlers. Next story, John.
Ah, nice.
A primary school teacher found to be moonlighting as a prostitute. The teacher's council may be asked to decide whether an action should be taken against an Auckland primary school teacher moonlighting is a whore. The new teacher, a mother in her 30s with two children, has been working as a whore to supplement her income. The newspaper, which did not name the teacher or her school, said the parent told the teacher's principal, who was balancing a possible negative reaction from parents with the women's right to work and a job, which has been legal in New Zealand since 2003. It has been referred to the school's board of trustees, which will meet in committee to debate whether to ignore the issue, discipline the teacher, ask the teacher's council to decide, or take the kids on a field trip to a whorehouse. Next story, John.
woman, a woman assaulted. I'm sorry. A woman arrested. A woman arrested for assaulting mother, stealing stuffed deer heads. Stealing stuffed deer heads. Boy, it's really a shame how low
yeah.
some people will stoop for a few bucks. Next story, John.
Oh, Jesus. Lame.
When driving with a suspended license and an open intoxicant in the car, I'm assuming that would be a Schlitz malt liquor, it's usually in your best interest not to give a cop the middle finger. Oh. A 34-year-old motorist was arrested over the weekend after he gave a Dodge County Sheriff's deputy the finger. Deputy Roy Jaster was driving his squad car on North Center Street when Ronald Whately gave him the middle finger after driving past the officer.
Nice.
Jaster conducted a traffic stop, and Whately was arrested for operating a suspended driver's license and for having open intoxicants in the vehicle.
Oh, Jesus.
One would think that if you do not have a valid driver's license and have open intoxicants in your vehicle, you may not want to attract attention to yourself, stated Jaster. Next story, John.
Did they tase him?
They did not tase him. Transformer. A transformer halts the Large Hadron Collider test. Unknown at this time if it was an Autobot or a Decepticon. Next story, John. Close encounters of the third kind in Round Lake Beach end with a hammer to the head. E.T., go home.
Ooh.
A woman who hit her husband on the head with a hammer said she thought he was an alien, police said Friday. Gabriella Grafia, 51, of the 1,000 block of Villa Vista Drive at Round Lake Beach, that's right next to us, John, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon for hitting husband Ronald Grafia with a hammer during an argument last weekend. While a motive is not clear, police said Gabriella told authorities that her husband was an alien and he was trying to kill her. Ronald Grafia was treated for minor injuries. In a bizarre case, Chiarello said, Chiarello? Who's Chiarello? Wait a minute. Is that like Mark Chiarello? This is the first time Chiarello's in the article. Chiarello said, however, it is an unfortunate one because this did not have to happen. During a search of the house, investigators found evidence of prescription medication.
Gabriella Rush Limbaugh's house?
Gabriella. Oh, that's funny, John. Told police that she had been taking medications to treat a mental illness. She is being
obviously
held in Lake County jail undergoing psychological evaluation. Next story, John. A study, a new study, John. I'm dipping into science news. A new study suggests anus evolved multiple times.
Tet-anus.
The anus may have evolved multiple times in many different organisms and formed through a fusion of the gut with the reproductive organs in some lineages, according to two evolutionary biologists. The experts say that in the first organisms to benefit from guts, food went through the one way of the mouth, the waste the other. However, according to them, one hole for everything became impractical when the organisms grew in size and length. A long gut makes sorting food and waste through a single opening inefficient.
So
they need to evolve an anus. Nature magazine quoted Andreas Hegenol, a researcher at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu, and one of the study's authors, as saying, and that's the end of the story.
Anus, tetanus.
Next story, John.
Anus.
High school football player breaks a neck during the game.
Oh, a neck?
A neck. His neck. A high school football player
said a neck.
Breaks his neck during the game. Thinks it's just a strain and makes two more plays after halftime.
Oh.
After he finds out it's broken, calls Chuck Norris a big pussy. Next story. Next and last story, John. Dumbass bank robber caught within 10 minutes of robbing bank. Do you know why, John?
No.
He used a taxi as a getaway car. A man who went through three tellers before robbing a bank was caught within 10 minutes Friday when deputies spotted him in a taxi he hired as his getaway car. Gordon Ritchie, 55, was charged with one count of robbery. He complained of chest pains and was taken to the hospital and remains there under guard. Detectives say Ritchie called a cab to take him to the Wachovia branch at 1483 Main Street. He asked the cabbie to wait while he went inside to cash a check. Ritchie gave a teller a demand note, but she told him she was assigned to the drive-through window and had no access to cash. He went to the second teller, who told him her window was closed. He gave his note to the third teller. While she was complying, the other employees were calling 911.
Nice.
Ritchie left the bank and fled in a cab. 10 minutes later, deputies spotted and stopped the cab at Keene Road and Beltree Street, recovering the demand note and the stolen money. And that's the news, Sean. Thank you. I'm Phil the Crackhead Whitcomb reporting for John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense.
We know, you dumbass.
Thank you, John. Now all right, out. I got to go.
Get out. Get out of my house. I'm moving.
Right on. Nice ass hand. Later.
Nice what?
I don't know. I think he said ass antlers. Nice ass antlers.
Nice bucks.
Bucks.
Couple of bucks.
All right, John. That brings it close to 143.
143.
You know, 142, you said, I don't know how to end the show. I don't know how to end. And you know why?
Why?
It's because Phil wasn't here.
Ah.
I think Phil's only missed, like, since the 10th podcast, he's only missed, like, two podcasts.
Right, right.
And when he doesn't come in, we don't know how to end.
Right.
You know? We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So that brings to a close 143. Now stay tuned for 144, where we're going to have our top 10 comedies of all time. Not only that, John, I think we're playing October 3rd
for a
charity event in Edison Park at the Edison Park Inn for some sort of cancer, I believe.
I got it on my calendar as the 4th.
I'm pretty sure it's the 3rd. I'm going to say it's the 3rd. You need to mark the 3rd, and I'll talk to you tomorrow to confirm.
I could tell you right now.
All right. How are you going to tell me? You're going to use the interwebs? You going to use the interwebs?
You called me, man.
And you have that recorded?
Oh, I thought it had it in my calendar.
Your calendar.
My calendar.
Calendar.
Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah, let me know. Is it all? Anybody can go to this thing?
Well, yeah, it's like charity, so it's like $60 to get in.
Ah, $60.
And I'm not sure how you get the tickets. Edison Park Inn, October 3rd.
No doubt.
Now, Rick was sick for practice, so we've missed the last how many weeks of practice? We're only going to have two before this gig,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Actually, Thursday, I have another one of these things where everybody from the entire world comes to our company from Japan and the UK.
Yeah.
And I have to go play whirly ball.
Ah,
but,
well, so you won't be...
No, I'll definitely get out of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, whirly ball,
just
come
like
on.
Last time. I'll definitely
Hey, I'll
it.
Be here.
I'll be there. No, you won't.
What time do we practice? 7:30? I'll be here at 8.
I should have put money on it.
I'll be here at 8 on Thursday. Let's bet. Let's bet
I'm
right now.
Bet you.
Come on,
I would
bet.
Bet somebody else. It'd
bet
be
somebody
side
else.
Bet.
I see.
It's in your favor to win. I mean, all you got to do is leave to win.
Yeah, leave to win. That's what I'll do.
Oh, I got to bet somebody else. I bet Scott doesn't show up.
Oh, I'll be here.
Yeah, right.
I'll be here. I might bring some Japanese guys with me, but I'll be here.
I'll be here. Oh. Hey, yeah, I'm running a little late. Well, Rick's here. I'll be there about 8. No, you won't. You're with Japanese people, they're going to make you do shots. Oh, no. Hey, man, I'm not going to make it. They made me do shots. Just say something like
I'll be here Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Just
at the latest.
Just walk up to one of the guys and slap him on the back and say, "Oh, chin chin chi sai."
Oh, chin chin chi sai.
Yeah. I mean, small penis.
Right on.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. John, Scott, and John.
I'm Scott.
143. Bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.